It's structured and organized. In the Atlanta area, three venues of sex trafficking are bringing in millions of dollars. It's street and online prostitution, Latino brothels, and massage parlors. In response to the Urban Institute's report,
It's not alarming at all.
That's DeKalb County District Attorney Dahlia Racine. She primarily focuses on trafficking and sex crimes involving children. She calls the $290 million that was generated in 2007 a safe estimate.
What we've heard and what we've seen is that on average, a girl is bringing in approximately $100,000 a year to each exploiter, and each exploiter has more than one girl.
The report says Atlanta street pimps top the other cities in what they label an average weekly salary. It was just under $33,000 a week. The study provides a detailed trail of how the cash flows, but it also shows how technology is driving the industry. Again, Dahlia Racine.
I don't mean to minimize the impact, but everything's going online, right? Yes, you'll have a storefront. Yes, you might have a kiosk, but most industries will have the option for online, and unfortunately, that's also true with the sale and purchase of children.
To convict traffickers, Racine says it takes a lot of resources.
We don't have enough people able to work the cases up the way that we need them to. The ones that we do have working them are phenomenal. But, you know, when you have limited manpower, limited resources, there is a limitation to what you are able to do.
District Attorney Racine says there is a heavy emphasis on awareness for DeKalb officers to help spot trafficking victims. Rose Scott, WABE News.